boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
When you go out and vote today, make sure you be like Taylor. Don't be like Destiny.
I mean, this just shows what kind of people we are.
Let's talk about how my voting experience went. Let's first off talk about how I knew I was registered to vote, but just to make sure, I went on the website to like make sure I really was registered to vote.
Yeah.
And it told me I had to go to Washington High School to do my duty.
Yeah.
So I walked in there this morning and I go, "Hey, I'm here to vote." And they go, "Great, sign in." So I did. And then they said, "Let me see your ID." And I give it to them and they go, "Are you at this address?" And I go, "Nope. I'm not. I moved." They go, "Oh, what's your new address?" And I told them. They go, "Ooh, you actually don't vote here."
Oh, you got rejected.
I got rejected. So then they were like, "You actually have to go to a different location." So I had to drive to the new location. And I had to give the, I had to sign paperwork at this new location to let them know my new address.
Oh.
It was a lot of paperwork, too. Filled out all the paperwork. And at the very end, this nice lady goes, "Okay, I need proof of your new address."
Mm.
Which I'm sure they say this online somewhere, but mm-hmm. I didn't read this.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bill in your name, water, heat, electricity,
internet.
Well, no, ma'am, I don't, because that's all in neighbor man's name.
You just have no proof of your existence.
I have nothing. I'm doomed. And so I was like, actually, no, I got nothing. No bill is in my name. Oh. What am I going to do here? She's like, "Okay, what about your phone bill?" And I'm like, "That's digital, ma'am. That's digital. I don't get a bill anymore." She's like, "Okay, what about a pay stub?" Luckily, not even 2-3 weeks ago, I had just told our HR department my new address. Thank the Lord. And so I pull up my pay stub and add my new address. So I qualify.
Oh, goody.
Because she was like, "I don't know what I'm going to do." I was like, "I don't know what I'm going to do either."
We're just going to stand here and stare at each other until we figure it out.
So if you're voting today and you happen to have changed your address recently, just know they're going to need proof.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a bill.
Oh, yeah. I knew that because my address is not right on my license. But I'm the type of person, I can't go anywhere that feels important without Googling literally every single detail about it. So I Googled last week where I need to vote, and then I Googled again last night, like, what else do I need to bring?
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want to show up looking like a dweeb.
Like me.
Exactly. I didn't want to be you today.
All I knew is I need my ID. That was all I knew I needed. I didn't know about anything else.
Well, you turned your experience probably 3 times longer than it needed to
be. Oh my God, it was an hour after that. Which, I'm telling you, both places had no line, so it would have taken me 5 minutes. It turned into an hour. So, in this moment, please be like Taylor. Read before you go and vote and find out what you need to bring. Don't be like me.
Yeah, take a little Google time.
You know, every time it comes to an election, I always forget. Because it's every 4 years, right? How stressful it is.
Yeah, right. Because it's like, you're like, this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mess this up.
Mm-hmm. And filling out those bubbles stress me out.
I agree. I mean, I took plenty of like Scantron tests in college. Doesn't matter.
Nope.
My aim is not great.
No, 100%. I was like, am I filling this out? Can't go outside the bubble just a little bit. Otherwise, I don't know if it counts, you know?
I'm like, I hope nobody's looking at my little cubicle because my face is 2 inches from the paper.
Uh-huh.
Like, am I in the bubble?
Is it dark enough?
Oh, no. Did I go a little outside the bubble?
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know about you, but I like triple check. I made sure I voted for who I wanted to vote for. I'm like, did I actually vote for who I wanted
to? Oh, yeah. You flip it back and forth and you're like, well, okay. All right. Okay.
But
is it still there? I don't know.
Did it happen to change on me? I don't know.
It's really
I'm
something.
Also a little jealous of you because what the heck is on your shirt?
I have a fancy sticker.
She didn't get the normal, like I did, the white with the flag, I voted.
No, I got, mine is like giving tropical, okay?
Yeah, what, did you vote in Hawaii?
No, I voted in North Liberty, which I think this must have been a Johnson County situation because Brian, our boss, also voted in Johnson County.
Does he have a cool sticker too?
He has the same fancy sticker, but there's some flowers on it. There's a little bird, and it says I voted.
Okay, I have to make sure I get my voted sticker. Otherwise, I will, like, panic, you know? I have to have it, or I will, like, panic, you know, before I walk out of there. But now I'm going to start panicking every other election if I don't get a sticker.
I was surprised. I was like, you guys have fancy stickers. I'm excited about this.
They only offered me stickers, and they did offer flags.
Well, see, I didn't get that.
They were offering flags.
Well, every spot's different, I guess. But I have the better sticker.
You do. I'm just, give it to me.
No. It's my sticker.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I was scrolling on TikTok earlier today, and I saw a couple of different girls participating in this trend where basically they captioned the video with, "My husband is so sweet. He loves to leave me little things around the house to remind me he's always with me." Now, you would think that would be like cute little sticky notes with sweet messages on it, but it's normally something slightly embarrassing.
Oh.
That your man leaves around the house that probably isn't meant to be left out places. Like, some people say it's like half empty drinks or empty water bottles left everywhere. Or maybe even more embarrassing things like Q-tips or flossers. Mm-hmm. And they show them in the bathroom, on the bedside table, on the desk, the kitchen counter, you name it. It's left there. Mm-hmm. I was really trying to think of what my boyfriend does that with. And it's not really an item. It's his freaking hair. He's always like twirling his curls with his fingers and stuff, which means he sheds as is, but he's leaving curly little hairs. I'm not kidding. I find them under my toilet seat.
Ew.
And we have separate bathrooms.
Ew.
I'm like, what are you doing in here?
That's gross. I'll add two because you just reminded me of one. It's not his own hair, but we have a cat, Luna, and she's a longer hair cat.
Yeah.
So her hair gets natted very easily. So he does the right thing, which I appreciate. He brushes her every single night. But he leaves that hair on the bedside table. Like he's collecting it or something. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away. We don't need it.
You're going to make a second Luna out of it.
Please, for the love of God, let's not. Yeah, so he keeps that, which I think is disgusting. But what he does, which drives me nuts, is that he lint rolls like crazy. That man does not have a single hair on his... Well, he does have hair on his body, but... Not pet hair. I do, but he don't. He lint rolls every second of the day, and God, he leaves it everywhere.
Like the pieces of paper?
No, the lint roller.
Oh.
I'm like, can you put it away?
That's kind of handy,
and
actually.
And then he's like, I'm still using it. I'm like, no, you're not.
Does he just lint roll himself, or is he like lint rolling the couch and the rug and the chair?
You would think, Taylor. No. Oh. Just himself.
I think it's just on your touchy subject.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9. If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm going to tell you right now to hang on until the end of this story, because talk about a plot twist.
Okay.
I won't make you wait any longer. We got a message from a girl who said, I met this guy on Tinder, of course, and took a chance on going out on a date. He picked me up and we decided to go for dinner at Chili's. Keep it pretty low key. Things are going okay. The conversation is so-so. And at the end of the meal, I excuse myself to go to the restroom. As I'm walking back to the table, something is definitely off. He's acting kind of nervous and tells me that we need to hurry to his car. I thought he was being goofy, or maybe he spotted a previous Tinder date at the bar. I don't know. But as we were driving away, he tells me we just dined and dashed. I thought he was kidding.
No.
He was not kidding. I was mortified and told him I would have paid for the meal if money was an issue. But he just laughed, kept on driving. Awful experience. awful person. And yes, after he dropped me off, I drove back to that Chili's. I paid our tab. I gave our server a real nice tip. And I apologized a million times.
I would have done the exact same.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God. Because I would have been a fear that they would come find me later.
No kidding. You would have been on like, I don't know if restaurants really have these, but I imagine they do. They have like a wall, a banned wall, where they have your photo and you're not allowed
I'm
back
sure it's
in that Chili's.
In the back or something, but yeah, I would do the same
thing. I do not want to appear on that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay for my triple dipper. Dang it.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9. It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
If she doesn't have anything, it's because I was talking her ear off 2 seconds before.
She was gabbing. I'm like, excuse me, I need to look out my window.
I forgot. It's even going, it's time for a Taylor window update. And I'm just like, yeah, so for me to vote today, I...
Shut up.
I need to look out the window.
I will say it is pretty quiet out there. It's kind of confusing, though. And I think you said this yesterday. It feels like spring.
It does. Rain showers bring May flowers.
Well, and I know you hate when I talk about the grass, but...
Oh, dear God.
It's green again. It looks like spring out there.
I guess you want to mow.
No, I'm good. I'm feeling pretty lazy today.
I just don't like it because it's like... it's. I don't know. It's... Call me crazy. All right?
Oh, hear
me
out. I will.
I know you will. But I feel like I'm living a real life Twilight, the movie.
Oh,
the
yes,
vampires
yes,
and everything.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for a vampire to on my neck.
This seems
please
to be.
Please be Edward. Oh, or no, actually, Jacob's hotter. Who am I kidding?
He's not a vampire. He's a werewolf.
That's fine. He's hot.
Well,
I don't know. Does it, tell me on a day like today, you don't feel like you're in Twilight.
No, it totally does. It's gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. That's all
I didn't
it takes.
Really watch the movies, but I do feel like I'm in it.
Okay. Maybe you should watch it tonight. Maybe I should watch it tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone's going to watch it, it's you. All I know is I'm Team Jacob. That's all I know.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I knew you would. You should watch Harry Potter out of all the movies. This is also a Harry Potter.
Yeah.
If it's anything, the weather is Harry Potter or Twilight.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I will not be here tomorrow because I have many movies to watch. I just decided.
She's not sleepy because she's either watching Twilight or you're a wizard, Harry.
That's like 20 movies right there between the two series.
You're not getting any sleep.
See you later. I gotta go and get started now. It's like multiple mm-hmm. hours.
Oh, yeah. I hope you can wear a diaper because you're not going to the bathroom
oh.
either. Today's one of those days that you ain't working. We know it.
Don't rat.
It's too gloomy out. Come on, let's be honest. You're sitting at work and you're watching TikToks.
Yeah, on the low.
And we want to know, what type of TikToks could you watch for hours? Let us know at 319-200-1029. I've got a new one. It's this girl. It's just one girl that I have found on TikTok. She's mm-hmm. just randomly popped up on my For You page. And she does 10-minute long videos, which normally you cannot keep my attention span for that long.
No, even like the 3-minute videos, sometimes I'm like, come on, get on with it.
Can we get to the point already? Yeah, she's 10 minutes long, but she's got me hooked from start to finish. And you want to know what she's doing in these videos?
I'd love to know.
Making a salad.
Just making a salad.
Yep.
Okay.
She is making a salad at her desk. What I've come to learn is she's a lawyer.
Nice.
And she just makes a salad. Here's the funny thing is the salad has no lettuce and no spinach. It's just, and I think that's probably what entertains me the most is that she is making salads out of like cucumbers and avocados and peppers. And I mean, she finds all these unique things to make a salad. And I think uh-huh. that's where I get hooked from her. She also has a very calming voice, which also I think is another reason.
Yeah.
But oh my God, every time she shows up on my For You page, I know it's going to be 10 minutes long and I will spend every minute with her.
I have a question. Are you watching it because you like are getting recipe ideas and that's why you're hooked, or you just like to see what's going to go in the salad today?
Both, I would say, because I just am curious what new things she's going to add. She just like pomegranate seeds, which I would never in a million years add pomegranate seeds into a salad. So I'm always like, oh, what is she going to do next? Mm-hmm. What crazy thing will she add to her salad? But then I think in like a week or two, I might try doing a salad. I want to keep getting inspiration. Mm-hmm. But my fear is I'm not really a salad girly.
Well,
so I just don't think I that's the whole reason why I haven't done it yet, because I just think I'm going to get tired of it.
You are better than me, because I would probably watch the whole thing, be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And then like order myself a cookie.
It does the opposite for me.
It makes you want to eat healthy?
It does. Every time I watch her, I'm like, I got to do better.
Oh, I'd be like, that looks so nice and healthy. What can I ruin my life with?
What type of TikToks could you watch for hours? We want to hear from you at 319-200-1029.
I go through phases, I feel. I believe I told you about one of my favorites in the past, which was people rolling bottles of liquid downstairs.
Oh, no, I actually thought you were going to talk about your vacuum TikToks.
Also that. Mm-hmm. But that is not my current obsession. My current obsession is ballroom hair videos, okay?
Like Dancing with the Stars?
Sort of. But if you're not familiar with ballroom dancing, the girls always have really like slicked back, shellacked down hair. And I don't know how I ended up on this side of TikTok, because I have never ballroom danced in my life. I don't even watch Dancing with the Stars. But it's these videos and there's no talking. It's kind of ASMR-y, where they will just show them doing a girl's hair. So they have, and the amount of products they use is insane. They use half a bottle of gel to slick their hair into a ponytail, and I'm always mesmerized by how smooth they can get the hair. And then they use some sort of mystery powder. I don't know what it is, if it's dry shampoo or something, and this lady always taps her nails on it like that, and it makes me tingle a little bit because I like the sound of it. And then they do cool braids, and sometimes they make the hair into like wavy little pieces and stuff. I watch them every single time they come on my For You page. I don't care if it's 30 seconds or like 8 minutes. I'm watching it.
I think I've maybe seen, maybe this is the same thing. I think I've seen it before on my TikTok For You page, but it's not the transforming of the hair of it becoming a thing. I've seen it where it's
undoing it,
where it honestly looks the most painful thing. And God, I'd never want to be you. And kudos to you if you have to do this, where it like is straight. It like comes out and it's like straight as a board.
It's like plastic. They shellac it down. So then I also like those videos too, where they take it out and you can hear the crunch of the ponytail.
I'm like, how do you get that out? I know it can't be just a shower.
I don't know. I would not be interested in watching the shower part of the videos. I just like to watch them do the hair.
I want to make it clear. I didn't say I wanted to watch them in the shower.
Yeah. Whatever. I just like the hair part.
What type of TikToks could you just watch for hours, especially on a gloomy day like today? We'd love to hear from you at 319-200-1029.
Ours are so different. You watch a lady make salads for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch people doing ballroom hair with so much hair gel. It's ridiculous. Jenny, what about you?
Okay, I find myself going down rabbit holes watching the TikTok lives of people like packaging candy. It is so embarrassing. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but they have like several different like different kind of gummies behind them, and people are like texting in their orders and they pack them live.
Have you ever actually ordered anything?
I have.
No way.
I was a little drunk. And they say your name when they're packing it. It's so cool.
Oh, my God. It's kind of fun. I feel like I want to order something.
Oh, my God.
Eric, what type of TikToks could you watch for hours?
The ones that are about, like, overgrown lawns and sidewalks where they come and trim them up and make them look all nice. And they actually generally do kind of explain to you why it was the way it was and how it looked before and after.
Yes.
This sparked my lawn care obsession. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. And I feel like it gives the same thing as the rug cleaning videos.
It makes me think of that Joey guy who it always like screams at you while he cleans his house.
Uh-huh.
And he always asks like really stupid question. Has anybody had a pet raccoon? And you're like, what? I love that guy, and he always uses stupid things in the house, like a blowtorch or something to clean. Not just, really,
you know, household items. Elle, what type of TikToks could you watch for hours?
There's two of them. There's one girl. Her name's Tess. She just had a little baby, and she cooks in her kitchen all the time. She's just so soothing, and she just has the perfect voice to be on TikTok. It's amazing. And then there's another one. Her name's Michelle, and she tells stories about serial killers, and those are also 10-minute-long videos, but I could sit and watch them over and over and over and over because she's so good at storytelling.
I totally get it. Isn't it crazy how you're like, I feel like this is my favorite TikTok person and we are friends?
Yes, it is. It's like we know each other whether you agree or not.
Yeah, 100%.
I also agree. Like, there are people who just have voices that are made for TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Nara Smith, born to be a TikTok queen. I'm serious. Kim, what about you? What kind of TikToks could you watch for hours?
Oh, cookie decorating.
Yes.
I love those.
Yeah, those are my favorite. But if you're into the hair ones, you need to go look up synchronized swimmers and what they do to their hair. They use gelatin.
I have also seen those. I like the peeling videos of those better than them actually doing it. I am clearly well-versed in this. Can you tell?
Dear Lord.
Yeah. But I had no idea that they went through all that work.
It's crazy.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. That's a lot of prep. So anyway, well, now I'm going to have to go find ballroom dancing hair videos.
Do it. You will be addicted, and it's so worth it.
I still want to know how the showering happens.
Right.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's part of a relationship. Sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing a bed. And while it can be great sometimes, it can also be the start of a whole lot of fights.
Oh, yeah.
So
Not this current relationship, but a past relationship.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I stumbled onto this viral TikTok, because I've been sleeping okay, I would say. But there are people talking about the Scandinavian sleep method.
I've never heard of it before.
I'd like to share it with you and see what you think, because it's meant for people, couples mostly, who have a hard time sleeping and sharing the bed with their partner.
Mm.
So it's very simple. It comes inspired by Northern Europe countries because people over there use two comforters.
Oh, my God. So, Street Teamer Kate was just talking about this.
Really?
I saw her. Oh, my God. It was on TikTok. She said that her and her boyfriend do this, that she has, they have a king bed, but they have a queen for her and a queen for him.
Uh-huh.
And they have two separate comforters because they can't, well, she'll end up hogging it or he'll end up hogging it. But she has it. I thought this was a thing that Kate came up with. I didn't know you stole it, girlfriend.
No, I've seen, there was at least one woman who I saw went viral on TikTok because she actually went on vacation over to like Denmark or Norway or something and was confused. Like, why do you guys have two duvets, fancy comforters, on your hotel beds? And then apparently it's like normal over there. So it's exactly that. It's so that you don't fight over the covers and have like a tug of war situation. Mm-hmm. It's for like if you're two different temperatures and one person gets hot too easily, or maybe you get really sweaty under the comforter or something. So, yeah, they say this can really improve sleep between you and your partner.
I think this is a brilliant idea. I think it is awesome for those who need it, but I am good. I don't think we don't need it.
You don't need it. No, I don't think
good.
I do either.
We're golden.
I need this. Like, there are times that I want a separate blankie, and that's when I'm like chilling on the couch. I don't want to share a blankie on the couch. But
oh yeah,
in bed, it doesn't really bother me.
No, I think we're good. We share a blankie, and I don't normally I hog it, but for some reason, maybe I have learned to share. I don't know, or maybe he just deals for me sharing. Let's be honest. He's like a little furnace, so usually he doesn't really need a whole lot anyway, so I think we're good. But yeah, I don't need this.
Congratulations, you've grown so much.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We always say that the DMV is one of the worst places you have to go to.
Yeah, because you know you're going to be waiting
hours and hours and more hours. Mm. But I think I might be going to either the second worst place or, in my opinion, the worst place tomorrow.
Where is that?
I'm going back to school.
What?
I'm going back to my high school, Vinton Shelsburg.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. Okay.
What?
Are you okay?
No, I am not. Okay, let me explain. So Vinton Shelsburg tomorrow, they are doing a career fair. So it's all sorts of businesses are going to be there talking about their career. Hey, we're lawyers, blah, blah, blah. Or hey.
Not us.
You don't want me talking about being a lawyer. Because all I know is whatever they said in Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have all sorts of businesses there. I'm assuming in the gym. I think I didn't read my email. God. And that's going to happen tomorrow. And they asked me if I wanted to go. And I was like, absolutely. I'd love to tell the young people.
The youth.
About radio. So I'm going to go tomorrow. But let me tell you this. I haven't been back to my high school, inside those doors of my high school, since 2014. Actually, May of 2014, when I graduated.
Really?
I haven't walked in those doors in 10 years, Taylor. I'm nervous.
I understand why.
Oh, I'm so terrified.
Because it's like, after you graduate, unless you have siblings, I went back to my high school when my younger brother graduated. Then it was probably 5, 6, 7 years until I had to go in there again. Mm-hmm. And when I did, I was like, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid. I'm like, do I even know where the gym is anymore? Do I know where the cafeteria is? Do I even remember where the front doors are?
Have they moved it around?
I hope not. Mm. I'm also, here's where I'm like, okay, I have so many thoughts. Okay, so I'm like, am I going to be jealous?
Like, hear me out. It's nicer.
Yeah! I swear to God, if it's nicer, I'm going to be jealous. You guys had a better school than me.
Well, I feel like everybody remembers. Maybe it's not even true. You remember it feeling like a dungeon. I don't care where you went to school.
We always joke that our school looked like a prison.
Okay, same. Everybody says that. And when I had to go back to my school, I think it was last year, I was like, they got carpet in the hallways. This place is nice.
They have carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, did we have carpet? I don't remember if we had carpet.
You'll know when you walk in, you're going to be like, this is new.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be new.
I think, you know what I do know from what I've seen in photos? They have things hung up in the gym now that tells us if we've won like national championships in like soccer or volleyball. And that, I swear to God, was not hung up when I was at that school.
I think you're going to be shook
about how nice it looks. I'm going to be jealous.
How much nicer it is now that you're not there.
I'm going back to my high school, Vinton Shelsburg, tomorrow because they have a career fair going on and I get to talk about the career of radio, obviously.
Yeah.
Thanks, Captain Obvious. So I'm really excited about that. I did say I'm a little nervous because I haven't been there since, honestly, the day I graduated. I walked across that stage, stuck out my tongue. That's what I did.
I believe you. I don't even, I believe you.
And, said thank you, and I got my diploma. I did get my diploma. I got out of there.
Haven't been back since.
No. That honestly, I probably would have never returned till the... Well, never. I would have died never returning.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. But I'm going to do it, and I'm nervous because I'm like, oh, is it going to look different? I'm going to be jealous. It looks nicer than what I had when I went there for 4 years. But I'm also, like, nervous to see some old high school teachers.
Dude, what a trip.
I know. I'm a little sad because the one high school teacher that I absolutely adored and I owe all my success to moved on to middle school. So he's not going to be there.
Oh, man.
I know. So I am bummed about that. But there are going to be other high school teachers that I will see. Like some of them, I'm like, well, I'm not excited because I know you didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some that I'm like kind of excited for.
Yeah, I had the same worry when I went back to my high school last year for the first time in years.
Yeah.
I had the thing where I was like, oh, hi there. I know you didn't like me and I didn't like you back. Or there was one teacher who said that I was in their class
Uh-oh.
I do not remember being part of that class.
Uh-oh.
I didn't remember her name.
Oh, no.
It was a really awkward encounter. And then you also have to decide, am I too old to be calling you Mrs. Smith, or should I just call you Karen?
That's a good point. Am I at that point in my life where I can call them by their first names?
Right. Is it weird for you to walk up and say that, or are they, or do they expect you to still say Mrs. Smith?
I'm thinking of like my public speaking teacher, who I am friends with him on Facebook. I came friends with him after I graduated. I know him by his first name. Do I just call him Eric? Hey, Mr. Eric. Or do I call
Mr. Eric?
Shoot, I'm still calling him Mr.
Do that.
Do I not do that? Do I just call him Eric? What's up, Eric? Yo, Eric. Do I go like that?
No, this is, you're off to a horrible start.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Chocolate is the theme because it is National Candy Day.
I love it.
Here's the trivia question. 26% of people say this is the worst chocolate candy because of its consistency. What is it?
Is there such a thing as bad chocolate?
Yes.
Okay. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
You've had that chocolate that you've, I don't know, have you ever had chocolate that you're like, that's fake chocolate?
Fake chocolate?
Maybe that's just me.
Okay. I don't know. You might have to give me an example because I'm not sure.
Have you
sure.
ever had those like M&Ms that you get from like, I don't know.
They're like an off brand?
Yes. And you're like, this is fake chocolate.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like, chocolate is kind of like pizza. Like, where if it's bad, it's still good.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just me.
Sorry, I like my Lindor and that's about it.
Oh, she's bougie.
26% of people say this is the worst chocolate candy because of its consistency. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
26% of people say this is the worst chocolate candy because of its consistency. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3553 said, it's probably Tootsie Rolls, but I love them. I found
Me
something
too.
Out. Because I'm kind of a bit of a nerd. And I'm like, are Tootsie Rolls chocolate? No. They have chocolate. They're chocolate flavored. But apparently to be chocolate, you have to have cocoa butter in it. They only got cocoa powder in it.
Ooh.
So I don't know if we count that or not. I mean, I would call
it's
it
the
chocolate.
Whole Pluto thing all over again. It's
it
not
is.
A planet.
It's not chocolate, but it's chocolate flavored. Whatever.
It's hey, but you know what, 3553? I'll come over if you get Tootsie Rolls.
You're welcome.
I love Tootsie Rolls.
That's some information nobody asked for.
What?
That it's not chocolate. Now I'm embarrassed.
Taylor just shows up to parties. Tootsie Rolls are not chocolate.
And then
thanks
I walk
for inviting
out.
Me.
Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night. 4273 said Cadbury eggs. I would agree.
I thought you liked those.
Okay, let's explain. Let me explain.
All right.
I hate most of them. The cream ones, the orange one, the caramel ones.
Fire.
They're too caramely.
Oh, my God.
Cancel me.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Cancel me. They're too caramely, and I just can't handle sweets too much. It's too
okay, shut up. 3910 said.
3553, let's hang out and eat Tootsie Rolls.
Yep, there you go. 3910 said Butterfingers.
I also agree.
I love a Butterfinger, but you have to be in the mood to, like, maybe pop a filling.
Yeah, you got to be in a mood to, like, go at it with your teeth after.
But you're, like, signing up for your jaw being wired shut.
Yeah.
Without going to the dentist.
Yeah, you can't eat more than one.
Unless you want to suffer.
Yeah. Unless you're like, well, I'm going to the dentist anyways on Tuesday. Might as well give him some work to do.
Give him something to scrape out. It's bad. But they're so good.
Do you think a dentist can tell when you've had a Butterfinger?
If like, you ate it right before.
They're like,
it's like cement.
They're like, they've had a Butterfinger, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuck to your teeth.
That orange cement back in your molars. Don't lie.
26% of people say this is the worst chocolate candy because of its consistency. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 4 minutes.
But can you hate me for hating Cadbury eggs? Now, here's the thing. You can hate me, but you can also love me, because that means you can have mine.
I don't like that you said they're too caramely, because who says that ever?
Me. It's too caramely. Yeah, I could say the same thing about a Reese's peanut butter cup, but they have still yet to nail that and make it too peanut buttery. When they do that, I'll let you know, but they haven't done it yet.
I'm getting angry, and therefore, it's time to move on. We'll have the answer.
I'll let you know.
Soon. I don't know if I'll be here for it.
I'll let you know when they make a Reese's peanut butter cup too peanut buttery.
Please, we're all waiting on you.
Chocolate is the theme for tonight's trivia question and may have divided those girls in the end.
I just think you got some hot takes over there.
Sorry, I don't like Cadbury eggs. Thank God it's not the season for them.
You're right. Although I do think they're out all year now.
Are they really?
I think so. That and Peeps. They've just like infiltrated year round.
I did say they were out for Halloween. God bless the Peeps.
Oh, God. See, you're disgusting.
26% of people say this is the worst chocolate candy because of its consistency. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Sorry, but 26% of people say Milk Duds is the worst chocolate candy because of its consistency.
I just know right now in this moment, my father is cursing in his Jeep.
Is he really?
That is, I think Milk Duds is a father's candy. I don't know what it is. My dad loves a Milk Dud. There's always Milk Duds and he tries to hide them in the cabinets. Uh-huh. Even though all of his kids are grown adults, he puts them on the top shelf like we can't find them. And they're always in his house.
And you know what? Neighbor man is cursing your name because that's his favorite candy.
And you know what? My boyfriend found my dad's stash and he stole some.
Is that now his favorite candy?
If we went to the movies, that's what he would buy.
Is the Milk Duds?
Yeah.
Not the chocolate covered raisins?
Not.
You know what? Why didn't anyone say that?
Is that even candy? That's a sad excuse of candy.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.